Oy kizayis ashirayim v'kimitza nami lechu shirayim letoni. Now the pshat is mainly is because he wants to say all four cases the same case. Now b'shas kimitza, you cannot have this machshava. You cannot say b'shas kimitza that yadamo enti the kizayis worth of the shirayim, meaning that only kizayis is left over. Because if b'shas kimitza the shirayim is chosar, then everybody holds the kimitza's posel, the minchas posel. So since by kemitza you can't say the case of the kezayis, therefore Rabbi Chiya does not learn it by the other three cases also. Lech l'shrayim letonia kezayis. Now, but our core point of the case clearly is that kezayis means that the shrayim was chosar and you only left over with the kezayis. And still, Ukotani Sefer says in the Sefer over here, Tigo v'chiyav malav karis. So in such a case, again, we're after the kemitza. Now the shirayim was chosar, came down to a kezayis, and now b'shas you put the kemitz into the kli, or the hilach, or the aktorah. You have in mind tita kezayis tomorrow. The mishnah says like it's chal pigul and chayav molav korus. Alma, what do we see? Mahan yelu haaktorah. We said that this aktorah, since the ma'isi you have a right to make this aktorah because the shirayim was first chosar after the kemitza. So once you have a right to make the aktorah, it's like a chal nisa pigul in the mincha, even though you have no right to eat the shirayim. That's Rav's raya. Omla Yabai, Yabai says back, Lord, it's not pshat. That's not the pshat in our mishnah in the Brayis. I tell you, Amani Rav Lezi, maybe it goes according to Rav Lezi, that tonight learned like this, ha kremetz v'halavoyno v'haktoras, or minchas kanam, or minchas klei Mashiach, or minchas nesachim, shikruv miyachas mihem, kezayis pasut pachutz chayiv. If any one of these menachas, anything that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, the kemitza of regular mincha, or the levoina, or else the kteris, or else a minchas kanam, that those things are supposed to be burnt. Chitzer, anything that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, if somebody takes it outside the mizbeach and burns it outside, si chayiv aktaras chutz. Reb Leza, Reb Leza is not your potter. Chiyak reves kulem until you mark through the whole thing bachutz. So just for taking the kezayis bachutz, Reb Leza holds your potter. Yoni chayiv until you mark through the whole kemitza or the whole mincha bachutz. Now, kiven the biak toras kemitza lemasni lo oy kezayis mikoimso bachutz bishirayim nami lemasni le oy kezayis. So in other words, the reason why in the Brayis of Reb Chiya it doesn't say the word Ol Kezayis is Chasyeltak Reb Leza Shita, which meaning by burning the Kemitza, it's not enough just to burn a Kezayis. According to Reb Leza Shita, the actor has to be Bekula. So therefore it doesn't say with leftover Kezayis, because we're not talking about a Kezayis, since you cannot have the case of a Kezayis by the burning of a Kezayis of the Kemitza. So that's the reason why it doesn't say Kezayis. Not because the old really it's how the case is that the Shirayim was left was chosar up until the Kemitz, up until the Kezayis. And even so it's chadad in Tigul. No, it could be if the Shirayim is chosar, that since even after the Aktoras of the Kemitza, since you're not allowed to eat the Shirayim, could be it's not chadad in Tigul. But over here we're talking about maybe that the reason why it doesn't say Kezayis is because we're talking about now, even though the whole shirayim is left over, but you don't say kezayis because you can't tell the kezayis by the kemitza according to Reb Leza. Because according to Reb Leza, a haktorah has to be bekula. A haktorah just burning the kezayis of it means nothing. So that's why it doesn't say kezayis. So where it says e Reb Leza, if it goes according to Reb Leza, hay lahakpir kemtzay lahakta kemtzay levenosami boile. If it goes according to Reb Leza, that it's not enough just to have in mind to burn the kemitza, to do bachutz, but you have to have in mind both b'shas burning the kemitza and burning the levoina. You have to have in mind b'shas the whole matir, not a chatzi matir. It's not learned like this, the Gemara in Zvachim. Ha kemitz v'ha levoina, shikri v'sechud miyem bachutz, chayif. If you mark it just one of them bachutz, even though it's a chatzi matir, to the common sense of that, you chayif chorus for aktaras chutz. Reb Leza Plater, Reb Leza says, no, you potter by burning one. Chiyakav Eshneim, until you burn both of them. In other words, Yoni Chayiv Bachus, if you maktir, the whole matir. So Chor Kohen to Blazir also, you have to have a mind to burn the Kemitza and the Levina. So more says, La Nitzu Chelun, La Kaimitz, the Minchas Chaita. I'll tell you what we're talking about here, the Mishnah of a Minchas Chaita, that is no Levina. That's why it says just burning of the Kemitza. So more says, if so, the Yichpo, Tana, Liashmin, and Kaimitz, the Minchas Chaita, does the Tana only go down like, let us hear only the case of a Minchas Chaita, like how come I didn't say the normal case of a regular mincha, that it should have been the burning of the kemitza and the levina? The Moses in yes, it lets us hear the case of a mincha chayta. And the Moses says, v'chein the same thing, ki yossi rav dimi, that om rav leza, that koimitz the mincha chayta hu. For rav lezi, that the price is going according to rav leza, and it's talking about a kemitza of a mincha chayta. So therefore you have no raya, what will be the loch if the shraim itself is chosar? It could be if the shrine itself is chosar, and then you burn the, if it was chosar after the kemitza. And then you burn the kemitza. Could be maybe it's not chal pigul in the mincha. Because since the shrine is not nechol, it's not called the dovra nechol. And here the shayla is about not that the shrine was chosar, but the shayla is, you only burn the kezayas worth of the kemitza, that's no good. So the kitza, that's why Rabbi Chiyah did not learn the case of the kezayas here, because the going according to Rabbi Lezer, that a haktara burning of kezayas worth of the kemitza is not called haktara. You have to burn the whole haktara, and usually you have to burn the levain also. But they were talking about a minchas chayta that there's no levain. Now Omar Rabbi says lav milsi. That's not true. This opshat is not true. Lav milsi, the army that you say the tanya, because we learn like this. In other words, like it's nothing what you're saying to say that if you burn the kemitza after the shrine is chasar, avada, that burning would not make tigel. And what's his proof? Where's Rabbi's proof? The tiny word like this. Kodesh Kodoshim Hu. It says by the Lechem Haponim, it says, Ki Kodesh Kodoshim Hu Loi. So, it means, Shem Nifraso, Achas Mehem, Chaloi Seho, Kulim Sulis. That if one of the Chalos, one of the Lechem Haponim, was chasar, was broken, so all of them are psulim. Ho Yotzeis. Let's say one of the lechem has a psul yaitzi on it. One of them went out of the azara. Sahani dika gavoik sheris. The ones that are still inside, those are kosher. Rashi zafa gav lehevi haktoras bezichin kshera. At shetei kol hamincha shleima yud beis chala shalechem upon him. Alma hach chala diyotze mahandi lulmevi yud beis chalas. Rashi says that even though bishasta bezichin, you have to have yud beis chalas. And one chala has a psul yaitzi on it. Still, it's called the chala here. So that's the lachan. That's the lashon of hanid yikga boy. The ones that's the left inside of the ksheris. Someone says man shamed le diyama zrika mielus liyaitze. Who is this shita that says that a zrika by korban helps, even though the meat was yaitze? Still, the zrika helps to take off the yisamila. And here also the bezichim. That's like the kemitza or the lechem aponim. It helps even on the lechems that has a psul yaitzi on it. Who is this shita? Rabbi Kivi. Goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Hukam, it says clearly here, nifrasa. Let's say the lechem was broken. Means that the shrine, the minchas chosar, loyi does not help. So we see, even though you hold that his rika helps for yotzei, for a kopon, and where it's a chosar, his rika does not help. The yaktorah does not help. So therefore, burning the yaktorah, burning the kemitz, will not help to make a din tigol upon the shrine. Omulay Abaye says back, Miketoni ho yotzeis, does it say yotzeis, Dilma ho nitmas? Maybe it means like this. All it says is, Shem nifras achas miyam chalaseh kulam sules. So you made a deek if something else happens, though it's ksheira. So who told you to make the deek if there was yotzei? No. Maybe the deek is on nitmas. If one of the chals became tamei, then hanach ksheira, the other ones are kosher. My time, what's the reason why is tumah better? The meratz sits, because when the Kohen Gadol wears his sits, that's meratz on Hilchos Tumah, its command is no psul. Alvi yaitzei loy, maybe if one of the chalas has a psul yaitzei, and if enoch nami, then there'll be no hetam. If one of them has a psul yaitzei, maybe then the zrika would not help. And therefore, Reb Lezi goes according to Reb Lezi Shita. Tiyama ain zrika mielis li yaitzei. That zrika does not help for yaitzei. And therefore, Bedinu really, the boiler lemisti nami yotzes. I should have said yotzes also does not help. Not only nifrasa, but even yotzes. If one of the chalas was yotzei, and then you make the bezichim, it doesn't help with psula. Vaidu toni nifrasa was verichidish, that was nifrasa, was broken. Hokamashmalon, the Yafilu Nifrasa, the East of Ifnim. Even though the whole Lechem is inside, still Lamhanalei Haktara, still the Haktara does not help. That's only because on Absul Yaitse, the Zerika does not help. Avol Rebbe Kiva, could be according to Rebbe Kiva Shita. The Yama that he says, Zerika Mielis Liyaitse, yes, even though there's Absul Yaitse on the Bosa, even though you're not allowed to eat the Bosa, still be shas to make the Zerika, it helps for it, it takes off the Yisamila. So it could be, Afiluch Saranami Mahani Liyaktara, it could be, who are din, hear that the Mincha, the Shrine was Chasar before you made the Aktara. Later, when you go to make the Aktara, it could be the Aktara does help to take off the Mila of the Shrine. So therefore, you have no proof to Rava. It could be an Echlam, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, that Zerika helps the Yaitzei, who are din, Zerika would help for the Psul of Chasar also. And who are din, the Yisamila goes off. And the word that maybe it's possible to say there'll be an Issa Mil, there'll only be an Issa Pigul also. So kids, so we're not pushing the Shaila. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be if you have a Machshava B'Shas, let's say the Kemitza? Lecho Kachatzi Zayis, Tidachatzi Kazayis of the Shiraim tomorrow. Or Lahakte Kachatzi Zayis, and you have also in mind to burn half of the Kazayis of the Kemitza tomorrow, so Kosha. L'maisa the Mincha is so Kosha. Since you do not have in mind to do a kezayis worth of one of an achil or aktara, just a chatzi kezayis of both, so the ma'isa they're not mitzarf. You can't put together two machshavas. Therefore, you do not have a machshava that passes the mincha. Now the Gemara says, "Taima telechu lahatir." Why does the Mishnah say it's kosher? Because the machshava was to eat and to burn a chatzi kezayis. Let's say he had a mind to eat something, he had a mind to eat a chatzi kezayis, and then he had a mind to eat a chatzi kezayis of something that's not edible, then the machshava would be mitzarf. But you had a mind to eat a chatzi kezayis of the shirayim, and to eat half a kezayis of the kemitza, then you would be chayef a tigel. For the Marai, the Ketoni Reish, says in the Reish of the Mishnah, that lecho dover shedaka lechol, or lehakta dover shedaka lehakta. Yoni chayv, if you have in mind to eat or to burn something that's at the derech. But tzaddik is dover shedaka lecholim. But shein daka lecholoi, mashma, with something that's not supposed to eat, you're supposed to burn it. If you have in mind to eat it, it would not be chal ben tigel. So Mara says, man tan, who's the tano? On Rebbe Yirmiyahu Amani, Rebbe Lezer, he goes according to Rebbe Lezer. The Yom that he says, Mechashrin meyachilas Adam v'achilas mizbeach. Yes, you could change around your machshava of an achilas Adam to an achilas mizbeach, or meachilas mizbeach l'achilas Adam. That's what our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. It goes according to Rabbi Lezer that says you could have a machshava teat a dove that's supposed to be on the mizbeach. So therefore, here it's only a problem achatzigazayis. But if you would have had a mind to eat a chatzi kezayis of the shirayim and teat a chatzi kezayis of the kemitza, then you would be chayim, because it goes according to Rebbe Lezer. The Tanaim learned like this: Hakoyim mitzvah mincha. The koyim makes the kemitza, and he has in mind lechol dover shendak lechol. That means teat part of the kemitza. Ros lahakter dover shendak lak. He has in mind to burn part of the shirayim, and he's supposed to burn it. Kosher. There's not chalap sul machshava. It's not the darkoy. If we have Lezer point, if Lezer says no, even though you have a mind to do the wrong thing with it, still it's called a machshava and apostles. So our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Lezer. Abayi says no, afilu temer rabbon, even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. Loi temu do not say, holecho v'lechol, dover shendako lechol, don't make the diak. Holecho v'lechol, you have a mind to eat, even the kemitza. It's called a psal pigo, and let him say like this. Kolechol v'lechol dover shadako lechol. In case you have a mind to eat something that's a derech to eat. Most says it's so. My kamash malon. What is the Mishnah learning us here? Hodet yikaton. That says clearly. Lechol kizayis bachutz kizayis lamochor. Says clearly you had a mind to eat kizayis bachutz kizayis lamochor. Kizayis lamochor kizayis bachutz. Kichat kizayis bachutz kichat kizayis lamochor. Kichat kizayis lamochor kichat kizayis bachutz. Possible. We ain't because. So it says clearly you can have a mind, you can start after machshavas of achila. So what are you teaching me then? What's the chiddush over here then? Like Hasu Lomri, what do we need to think of our Mishnah for to teach us that Dov Hashem Dark is not mitzarev? I lecho v'lecho Dov Hashem Dark lecho kamash malon te mitzarev me reisha shama minoi. Hear this from the reisha.
And Rashi says means the ratio we hear is not mitzvah, because the ratio of the Mishnah says it's only a dover shadarka lechol, and that son is not derka lechol. And now the Gemara says, "I lechol lehakter the midyuka the ratio shamet minoa tashto ma lechol lechol dover shadarka lechol matlam mitzvah lechol lehakter mi boi." Says Madar, you have a mind teeth something. It's not a derer teeth. It's not mitzvah. So lechol lehakter, you have a mind teeth and to burn something. Pshita's not mitzvah. Shmuel says, "In yes, lechol hakter yitzchok leid." It's a chiddush to say that every morning tea then to burn is not mitzvah, because otherwise, sakad the chimnag were thought to say, "Hosmu deloy kiyurchei kamechashiv." Over there, you mechashiv to eat something is supposed to burn. That's no good. Abul hocha the b'hai kiyurchei kamechashiv, b'hai kiyurchei kamechashiv, emesav kamashmlon. Here, you mechashiv to eat what you're supposed to, eat the bread you're supposed to. Maybe this.